talking about the value of the Son. Last Lord's Day, we talked about Christ as our Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, the value of the Son, first of all, is because He is the Savior of the world. He's the Savior. He saved us for good. Do you believe that He saved us for good?
Yeah.
Huh? You cannot lose your salvation. He saved you for good. And He's our Savior. He's the only Savior. Praise God for that. But not only He's a Savior, second point I'd like to make it to you is that Christ, He's so valuable because not only He saves us, but He also sanctifies us. Ah, this is the beautiful thing. He sanctifies us. The moment you're born again, you are born again in your spirit, not in your soul. Now, we are made out of three parts, right? Head, torso, and legs, right? No? Body, soul, and spirit. When you're born again in your spirit. John 3:6, born of the flesh is flesh, born of the spirit is the spirit. So you are born again in your spirit, but there's a problem. What's the problem? Your soul is not born again. Your soul is your heart. The main part of your heart is your soul. And the soul is a problem. So soul is yet to be born again. So, here's where Jesus Christ, He comes. Not only He saves us, we have the rebirth in our spirit. He's our Savior, praise the Lord. But He also comes as a sanctifier. And He sanctifies us. He cleanses us. He purifies us. Oh, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
Who is like Him? You tell me. Who is like Jesus? One who saves you. One who sanctifies you. And then next Lord's Day, we're going to talk about one who heals you. And the following Lord's Day, we're going to talk about the one who is coming back as the King of Kings. Oh, who is like Him? There's none. So today we want to focus on the sanctifier, Christ the Son, as the Christ, all-inclusive Christ, who sanctifies us. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. Okay, go ahead. No need to be sanctified. So I want to just share with you, first point is the need to be sanctified. We need to be sanctified. We have to understand this, right? Okay, let's check from the scriptures. All right, John 13 and 8-10. Let us read together in one voice. Are you ready? No, you're not ready. Church, are you ready?
Yes.
Well, we are one body, so we should have one voice. Amen?
Amen.
All right, read it together. Begin. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. So here Jesus is washing the feet of the disciples. And Peter comes, oh, Jesus, don't just wash my feet. Wash my hands, my head. Wash me. Wash my whole being. And then Jesus says, those who took bath, you do not need to wash again. You see, when you're saved for good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you took bath, meaning you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you don't have to take another bath. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You cannot, will not lose your salvation.
Amen.
Glory to God.
This is where gospel starts. Because if you are confused and you lose your salvation, on and off, then you're going to lose the foundation of your confidence,
right?
And you're gonna be shaky. Yeah. That's what Satan wants. But you have to tell the enemy, listen, Satan, God saved me for good.
Amen.
And so Jesus says, Simon said, oh Lord, wash my feet, whatever. Verse 10, Jesus said to him, he who is bath, right, has no need except to wash his feet. So even if we are born again in our spirit, now what we need to do is we need to progress. Everybody say progress.
Progress.
When you receive the report card, when you're an academic, right? School. You are receiving progress report card, right? Progress report card. So your parents want to see how progress you are. Huh? From D to C. C to B. I forgot. From B to A. From A to A plus. Progress! Listen, our life here on earth is a progress. We need to progress from Egypt to desert. From desert, we need to progress from desert to land of promise. Come on.
Amen.
If you stay in Egypt, you are saved, but you are still saved in Egypt in the world, then nothing will happen. You cannot taste the abundance of God. You cannot enjoy God in Egypt. You need to come out of Egypt and you need to go to desert. But even desert, if you stay there, you will not experience the abundant life, abundance of Jesus Christ. The inclusiveness, all-inclusive Christ, you cannot experience in desert. You only eat manna. You not work for it. You're just eating it, right? Some of you are just coming to church on Sunday, and you are eating what I am proclaiming, the sermon. You're only eating this. This is only like manna to you. But with this, you cannot enjoy Jesus to the fullest.
Amen.
The gospel is not about Sunday meeting, coming together and listen to a wonderful sermon. No, no, no. We have to enjoy Jesus every day.
Amen.
Read the Bible. Come on, everybody say every day. The answer is every day, okay? We have to read the Bible.
Every day.
We have to pray.
Every day.
We have to eat Jesus.
Every day.
Come on, speak up. We have to drink Jesus.
Every day.
We need to come to church on time.
Every day.
We need to evangelize.
Every day.
We need to share Jesus.
Every day.
We need to forgive.
Every day.
We need to repent.
Every day.
We need to confess.
Every day.
We need to love Jesus.
Every day.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why are you looking at them? You should look at me.
Every day.
This is what happens when you come late. Yeah. You get distracted. I still love you, brothers.
Amen.
Come on, sir. Every day!
Every day!
Every day!
Hallelujah!
Papa!
Hallelujah!
Every day!
Hallelujah!
Every day!
Hallelujah!
Every day!
Hallelujah!
Every day!
Jesus!
Every day!
Jesus!
Every day! We are crazy now. We are in ecstasy. We are, the age of New Testament is age of ecstasy.
Amen.
When you love Jesus, you get crazy. You get crazy. You know that? We are the crazy lovers of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If you're not crazy for Jesus, that is not a proper Christian life.
Amen.
You need to be sober before your brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. But before the Father, before God, you need to be crazy.
Yeah.
You need to be like little children. Yeah. When you give a little candy to children, they dance. Oh, I'm too joyful. They're so joyful. You know what I'm saying? Do you see the kids? Give them candy, and how they will respond. But God gave His only Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Why are you not dancing?
Amen.
Something's wrong, huh? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers, sisters, we are living in the year of Jubilee.
Amen.
We are living in the year of Jubilee.
Hallelujah.
Do you want me to preach like this? We are living the year of Jubilee. Oh, praise the Lord. Everybody give a shout of joy. Do you think that's better?
No.
So if I shout, then you should shout too.
Yeah.
There's got to be some response. If I'm shouting and nobody's shouting, then how would I feel? Oh, I feel like I'm talking to the wall. Right? At least I have a brother who would dance with me, get crazy with me. I love you, Brother Tokyo. Nadia? Hello, sister? Repeat after me, sister. Let's get crazy. Repeat. Let's get crazy. For Jesus. With Jesus. Together with Jesus. Talk to somebody. Let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy.
With Jesus. Here's a hard vocabulary word, English vocabulary word. Ecstasy. Everybody's ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Okay, talk to somebody. We are in the age of ecstasy.
We are in the age of ecstasy.
Therefore, rejoice. Do we have that song? Every day. Ba, 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 day. We don't have? That's in my spirit. Oh. Try to find. So, listen, brothers and sisters. Every day we need to wash our feet. Bible says, right? We took one time bath with our Lord Jesus Christ, meaning that we are born again in our spirit. But every day we need to be purified, cleanse, wash our feet, because when we walk on the living on this earth, our feet will easily get dirty. Why? Because there's a lot of dirt in the world, right? So every day we leave, we'll get dirt on our feet. So we need to wash it. That this is called sanctification. Everybody say sanctification.
Sanctification.
When Jesus Christ comes back, we will be glorified. Glorification happens when Jesus Christ actually comes back. But before that, we need to go through the process of sanctification. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now we are on the age of sanctification.
Right.
We are becoming like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, if you love Jesus Christ 20%, now through eating Jesus, your love for Jesus will increase.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You'll be sanctified more and your heart will be prepared more.
Amen.
So from 20%, it will increase to 50%. Mm. So if you are 50%, at least you have 50% chance to touch God on the Lord's meeting.
Amen. Amen.
If you have a love for Jesus for 90%, surely when you come here, you touch God.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you come to the Lord's meeting and you're not touching God, oh, saint, here's the good news for you. Repent and come to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is repentance? Change your mind. Confess with your mouth. Repent with your mind. Confess with your mouth. And say, I'm sorry, Lord. Come say this. Oh, saints, do not be deceived by the devil. Devil talk to you. Say like this. Devil talk to you like this. It's no use. It's not going to work. You repent before, but you're not changing. You confess before, you're not changing. You went to church before, you're not changing. You're reading the Bible, it's not changing. It's not working. Don't listen to the devil. But listen to Jesus. You are doing very good. Keep doing it. And one day, you're going to touch me. You're going to be changed. You're going to be transformed. Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen?
Amen.
Oh, so you see the need to be sanctified. Wash our feet every day. Okay, next. Brother, next. Okay, Philippians 2:12. Begin. Therefore,
as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, to continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here, therefore, my dear friends, as you, we are God's friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are God's friend. We are friends of Jesus, and we are brothers of Jesus. That's why some of you call me brother, right? If you have not called me brother, then please call me brother. Because I am your brother. You are my brother in Christ. Amen? So, dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, listen, continue. Everybody say continue.
Continue.
Okay, listen. I don't know when you were born again. I don't know. I was born again in 1982. The year I went to the States, that's where I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I don't know, I forgot the dates, but I remember the year, 1982. I went to the U.S. Okay? The moment you're born again, now you need to continue. You need to progress. Every day you need to work out your salvation. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Okay? The devil says, stop. Don't worry. Now you're born again. You're a child of God. You're a believer. Okay? Just enjoy your life here on this earth. And you die, you're going to go to heaven. That's the voice from the devil. But God says, no, you have something greater, more glorious day is coming. So work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because that glorious day is coming. The reward is prepared for you. Amen.
Amen.
So here he said, continue. Don't stop. ever stop. Never, never, ever stop. Amen?
Amen.
The Satan tells you now, oh, stop. No, God says, continue. To continue to work out. Everybody say, work out.
Work out.
It's not work in. The religious, listen, there are many religious items, religious elements in the Christianity, right? The religion means work, try to work in. No, we have nothing to work in. God will do everything in us. Hallelujah. When we open ourselves, God comes in, God enters, and He works everything. So here, now after God works in us, now we need to work out. From in to out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God started working in. Now, it is our turn to make it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From our spirit, make it out. Come out. Flow from spirit to soul. From soul to your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to progress. Don't stay in Egypt. We need to progress from Egypt to desert, desert to Canaan. And here, we need to work out. When you go to a gym, you work out, right? Isn't it? So when you work out, what happened? Do you have faith or no faith? Who's the Muslim here? Your faith or no faith? You can see faith, the muscle is inside, right? It's there. Can you feel it? You want me to feel your muscle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
looks so. My, feel it now.
Collecting fish.
We're gonna say it. We're gonna say it. Come on.
It's like tuna.
A little egg there. Okay, work out. Every day when you work out in your gym, you're gonna have a good muscles, right? Brother Romanis. He's not here today. He's a big guy with a big muscles. He's a boxer. So you work out. Listen. When you work out, you're going to have a good muscles, good health, right?
Mm.
When you work out your salvation in your soul will become beautiful.
Amen.
Your character will become strong and mature and have a strong foundation. You understand?
Mm.
Oh, some people, they're so like a wave. Their emotion, their soul. Soul is the what? Thoughts and emotion, right? Their thought and emotion is crazy. They're riding a roller coaster every day. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Especially sisters, huh? Yeah? You're riding roller coaster of your emotion. One day you're like, oh, I'm happy. Oh, I look so beautiful. Next day, oh, I'm so good. And then next day, huh? But when you grow in your soul, when you become mature, you're going to be stable. Even though a storm blows, your soul will be stable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to be stable or fluctuate like a wave? Constantly changing. Oh, Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, by faith now we're going to declare. Because we become what we say. Your soul is so beautiful. Only if you work out. Only if you work out. Work out with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
Okay, here, brothers, sisters, brothers, right? Continue to work out your salvation. Your salvation. Your salvation begun in your spirit. Now you need to work out in your soul. Amen?
Amen.
The salvation of your soul. 1 Peter 1:9. It's not here. Jot that. 1 Peter 1:9. Salvation of your soul. It's very sad and tragedy that churches don't talk about this salvation of the soul. You're born again? Praise the Lord. No, oh, just leave whatever. Oh, God's grace is there. You live and you die, you go to heaven. No, no, no. That's very elementary level gospel. We need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Everybody say, with fear and trembling.
Fear and trembling.
Amen. Why fear and trembling? Because, can everybody would like to complete the sentence? We need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling because, come on, guess. Why? Because, what? Can you guess? Huh?
We are living in this.
Because.
Jesus.
Because. Yes, that's correct too. Yes, that's correct too. Because there's a great reward waiting for you.
Amen.
When the payday someday is coming, when that D-Day, the judgment day is coming, you'll be very surprised when you see one of your brother getting the reward of their salvation of their soul.
Mm.
Salvation of the soul has to do with becoming an overcomer. If you fulfill the salvation of your soul, that means you are an overcomer. If you fail to work out your salvation of your soul, then you are a loser. You are losing Christian. Failed Christian. Do you understand? There are two kinds of Christian. Okay? Victorious Christian and failing Christian. Everybody say, victorious Christian?
Victorious Christian.
Failing Christian.
Failing Christian.
Which one are you? Or which one you want to be?
Victorious.
You want to be victorious. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to be victorious, then work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. Because he's coming soon and he wants to see the fruit of your salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. You get this? Do you see the need to be sanctified now? How many wants to be sanctified? You want to be sanctified? Yeah? Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad you raised your hand because God sees all of you. If you raise your hand now and then you walk out this church building and then you're living the same life, then God's going to say, what is the meaning of you raising your hand? Now, you're going to let God work out. Okay? We're going to let God work in you and through you. Amen? Okay, next verse. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Let's read it. Begin. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed
into the same glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I like Sister Marifa's projection of the voice. I think she has a very clear sound. Can you read the last sentence? Last sentence.
The same?
Yeah, even as.
The same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Very clear, isn't it? I like the projection. Huh? Okay, when you read the scripture, when you say it, project your voice. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's do it together, the same image. Ready? Begin.
The same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Wow, much better. Much better. You got contagious. Contagion voice. Okay, so here it says our soul is a reflecting, like a mirror. So when you work out your salvation of your soul, this is what's going to happen. You are going to reflect Jesus. You're going to reflect triune God through your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you're going to think like Jesus, you're going to talk like Jesus, and you're going to live like Jesus. How is that? Does this motivate you to be sanctified?
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, next verse. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Begin. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly and may
your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will be with you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's another motivation to be sanctified, the need to be sanctified. Because God says, oh, I want you to be sanctified, right? Holy. Your spirit, your soul, and body. Listen to this scripture here. Spirit and soul and body. Three parts. Some people say we only have two parts. Spirit and soul is same. No. Incorrect. Don't listen to the devil. They will always want to mix it. Make a confusion. Okay? So, your spirit now is born again, but your soul is not born again. Now you need to work out your salvation of your soul and be sanctified every day. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Because it has to do with becoming an overcomer or loser. You're a Christian, but you can be a loser, losing Christian. Or regretful Christian at the end. Oh, I don't want to be regretful. I don't want to be loser. I am victorious in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So God wants your body, soul, and spirit to be preserved, complete, without blame. But I love verse 24. Can we read verse 24 one more time? Begin. Faithful is he who calls you, who also will. Wow, when I read that, I said, I had a relief. Because when we only talk about, oh, I need to preserve my spirit, soul, and body complete without blame. Oh, I need to work out, right? But then this verse gives us relief. Faithful, Jesus is faithful. His name is faithful. Hallelujah. Jesus' name is faithful. He's he who calls you, who also will do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we let him do it, he will do it.
Hallelujah.
The only thing we can do before God, let's be honest, saints. Only thing we can do before God is to let him do it. We cannot do anything. He will do everything. He's the one who saves you. Who saves you. He's the one who's going to sanctify you. He's the one who's going to heal you. He's the one who's going to restore you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ who has become the life-giving spirit, he is the one who is going to give you life. He's going to take care of everything. The moment you're worried, that is a sign that you are trying to do something on your own.
Oh, wow.
And that's evil before God. Evil is not something you do bad things. Lying, stealing, killing, and all that. Cheating, all that. Of course, those are sins, right? Mm-hmm. You know what? What's a real evil before God? It's not those things that we do. Mm-hmm. The real evil is not to enjoy Jesus as our life.
Wow.
Not to enjoy Jesus as our sanctifier. Amen. Not to enjoy Jesus as our spiritual food and drink and breath.
Amen.
Because this is what happened. Jesus Christ came. He died on the cross. Took care, right, sister? He died. He took care of our sins and he rose again. He became a life-giving spirit. What does that mean? Jesus did everything for us.
Amen.
Process triune God is the spirit.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus, in a way, Jesus is the Father. And when he came into the earth, that's the Son. And when he died and he rose again, that's the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Wow!
Mm.
Wow!
Hallelujah.
Three in one!
Amen.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Three in one, the triune God.
Amen.
Mysterious God, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are believing the mysterious God.
Amen.
The world will never understand this.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Amen.
And God is so excited. Now look at it. Now try to feel God's heart now through me, alright? I'm not perfect, but God is trying to tell you something. Huh? Look, look. God is excited. He's so excited to not only save you, but he's so excited to sanctify you. Meaning that he's making you now just like Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh. Amen.
One day, one day, you and I, we are going to become like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But this makes you excited?
Yeah.
Amen.
No lacking.
Amen.
No sin. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
No sickness.
Mm-hmm.
No poverty.
Oh.
No headache. No fever.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
No growing old. Wrinkles.
Oh, Jesus.
Sisters, you're going to always be beautiful.
Yeah.
Huh? You understand? Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? Amen?
Amen.
No fear of death. No fighting.
Amen.
No problem with the husband and wife.
Amen.
When you go there, no problem now.
Amen.
You can be free.
No pimples.
No people.
No people.
Amen.
No sorrows.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, are you excited?
Amen.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Oh, God is excited.
Jesus.
God is excited. So, Jesus Christ is not only Savior, but he's our sanctifier. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to the next one. Okay, we're going to go on. Okay, now, next. Romans part 2. Romans part 1 was need to be sanctified. Are you convinced that... Convinced to be the need to be sanctified?
Yes.
Are you convinced?
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Are you convinced? Convinced? The need to be sanctified? Really?
Yes.
Are you?
Amen.
Mami, are you?
Amen.
Okay. Are you? John, what happened to you? You okay? You are in trance now,
Jesus.
Or you are in the real you? You are in trance? Okay. But you need to be entrenched with Jesus time to time. Okay. Romans number 2, how to be sanctified then. Alright? Now you know this, all this, But I would like to share one more time to confirm it, to re-emphasize the importance of it. Okay, let's go. Number one, everybody, let's read it together. Begin. Daily eat the word of God. One more time.
Daily eat the word of God.
Listen, always, every day, we live in two different realms. Physical realms and spiritual realms. Everybody say physical realms and spiritual realm.
With your
physical eyes, you see the buildings and you see the people. With your spiritual eyes, you see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With your physical nose, you smell pizza or chicken. Ah, there's something about chicken, you know, fried chicken. It smells really good, isn't it? So although you sometimes you can't eat fried chicken too much, but when you smell the fried chicken, what happens? You go to fried chicken, right? Anyway, with your physical nose, you smell the food here, right? With your spiritual nose, you can smell heaven. You can smell Christ. You can smell the fragrance of Christ. Do you understand? When you meet a certain person, you can smell spiritual fervor.
Praise God.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? The man of God walks, you can smell something different. You know, the woman of God walks, there's something about that. It's different. Do you understand? But some people, they worship idol. Oh my goodness, it stinks. When I went to Bhutan, the group of people, we were there as a short-term missionary, and we were passing through, and there were a group of people who were selling idols. They have idols in their heart, and they're also selling the statue of idols. And when we're passing there, we all vomit. Ha! Huh? Because they were strong. You're not bad. Yeah. Do you understand? So we are living in a physical realm and spiritual realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened? So every day, we need to
eat Jesus.
Eat the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because listen, there's only one way. And this is the best way. There are some other ways, but this is the main way. Everybody say, this is the most important way to be sanctified. Come on.
This is the most important way to be sanctified.
Tell somebody, this is the most important way to be sanctified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, are you with me?
Yeah.
Let's go through the scriptures quickly. John 17:17, begin. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
Oh, hallelujah.
Okay? Sanctify. Hey, Bible says, right? Sanctify them, right? So Jesus is speaking, huh? Yeah? Sanctify them, Father, by the truth. Your word is
truth.
So you can be sanctified by the word of God. If you love Jesus, you will open this love letter to you. You will open this word of truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Come on, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Are you reading the Bible?
Yes. Amen.
Are you enjoying the Bible?
Yes.
Are you studying the Bible?
Yes.
Are you eating the Bible?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, next. Okay, next. John 6:57. Begin. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Amen? If you eat the word of God, because the word is Jesus, then you are going to live by Jesus. Amen? This is how you are going to be sanctified. Listen, the more you eat the word of God, then the more Jesus will sanctify your soul. Sanctify your heart. Amen? The more your heart will be sanctified, the more you enjoy him. The more you worship him,
Amen.
The more you'll be excited for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And naturally, you bear fruit. I kind of love Brother Steve's testimony. He said, before, he was focusing on the outward thing. And then he was focusing on the fruit, how to bear the fruit. Oh, he's tried to try so hard, you know, work at it to bear the fruit. And it didn't work out. But now, he's not focusing about the fruit. He's focusing on the root, who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When he focuses on the root and he enjoys the root, what happened? He's bearing more fruit these days.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, next verse. John 1:1, begin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everybody say, the Word was God.
The Word was God.
The Word is God.
The Word is God.
The Word will be God.
The Word will be God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I say, do you love Jesus? Then you say, I love the Word. All right? It's the same meaning. All right? Okay. Do you love Jesus?
I love the Word.
Do you love Jesus?
I love the Word.
Do you eat Jesus?
I love the Word.
If I say, do you eat Jesus then?
I eat the Word.
Very good. He's smart. All right. Do you love Jesus?
I love the Word.
Do you eat Jesus?
I eat the word.
Do you drink Jesus?
I drink the word.
Do you breathe Jesus?
I breathe the word.
Do you live Jesus?
I live the word.
Wow! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Okay, next. Okay, read it together. For the word of God is, together, together, one voice, come on, begin. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thought and attitude of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Look, it is the word of God that judges. It divides between your soul and spirit. It judges the thought and attitude. Now, who can read your mind? Who can read the attitude of the heart? Attitude of the heart. Who can read the hidden attitude, hidden motivation? The thought that's hidden in you. Who can read it? No one can. Mm-hmm. Only the word of God will pierce and we will divide. And it will, it will restore and it will shape it up. It will restore it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, eat the word of God. Okay, yes. Okay, I love this. This is my, conclusion verse. Read this, please. Begin.
Since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth and to unfailing brotherly love, love one another from your heart fervently.
Okay, brothers. This is my last concluding verse, but I'm going to hold on to it, and I'm going to go to part number two. Number two, how to be sanctified. Number one, daily eat the word of God, right? Daily, right? We eat three meals a day. We should eat the word of God every day. Amen?
Amen.
Physically speaking, you are eating three meals a day, right? Or two meals, or one meal. But you are eating every day. Amen?
Amen.
We need to spiritually eat Jesus as our spiritual food by eating the word of God. Number two, daily repent and confess. Daily repent and confess. Okay, next one to the scripture. Okay, begin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Purify us if we confess. The moment you say, Lord, I'm sorry. Look, God will purify you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this is a miracle. It's a miracle. The moment you hide, that uncleanness will bubble up. That guiltiness and condemnation spirit will increase. And it will eat you up. It will destroy you. But the moment you open your mouth and say, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. When you confess, listen, God's going to wipe all the dirty things from you. Amen?
Amen.
Next verse. Okay, Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the? Amen. That word renewing means repentance, metanoia. Change your mind. When you eat the word of God, this is what's going to happen. Your mind will be changed. Your mind will change when you eat the word of God. If your mind does not change, your action will not change. If your mind does not change, your life will not change. If your mind changes, your life will change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how do you get mind change? When you eat the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, next go. Alright. Now, point number three is wash one another's feet. How to be sanctified? We need to be in the body of Christ. We need to do it together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, every Lord's Day here, when you come to service here at 2 p.m., right? What we are doing here is sanctifying one another. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Through prophesying, through singing, through prayer, and by listening to the word of God, by saying amen, you know what? We are sanctifying each other. We are washing one another's feet. Now, when I was in Christianity, I exercised washing of a brother's foot many times. Actually, I get the water of the basin and I put it here, and I kneel down, and then I wash. Take the socks off, and then I wash. I literally did it. I imitate what the Bible said, right? But you know what? This is not the point.
Right.
This is not the point. Christianity focuses on the outward event, outward thing, right? But you cannot be cleansed by washing your feet, right? There's a spiritual message, isn't it? When we speak Jesus in our spirit, and when you listen to Jesus in your spirit, it washes you. Hallelujah. So actually, we are washing one another's feet right now. Hallelujah. Every time you prophesy, you are washing someone's feet. Praise Jesus. Every time you share the gospel of Jesus Christ on outside, you are washing his or her feet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the real meaning of washing feet. So we need to do that in the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Here's my last verse. I'm going to go back to this verse. Okay. See, this verse has lots of meaning. Now let's go over this. Since you have been purified your souls
by your obedience to the truth, love one another from a pure heart fervently.
Can someone would like to point out? I think we are in the spirit now. If I can realize, you can realize. If I can see, you can see. It's so obvious, right? It's so obvious. The message is so clear here in this verse. Now, how to be sanctified of our soul? You tell me.
By obeying.
By what?
Obeying.
First one is what?
Obeying.
Oh, Lord Jesus. When you obey the word of God, when you obey the word of God, it sanctifies you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, how can we obey? We cannot. We need God's grace. Hallelujah. God says, I do not reject heart that is broken and contrite, humble and broken, heart that is eager and hungry, thirsty, I do not deny. But I cannot do anything when your heart is cold. I cannot do anything when your heart is closed. I cannot do anything when your heart is lukewarm. I cannot do anything when your heart is filled with other things of this world, of the flesh, of yourself, or other interests. Listen, but as the moment you open your heart and say, God, my heart is filthy, my heart is dirty, my heart is filled with idols, I need help, I need you. And you open your heart, that's the time He's going to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the time He's going to come, and He's going to motivate you. He's going to push you. He's going to help you. He's going to nudge you to obey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With His strength, you are going to obey the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, when you obey, then you're going to experience the purification of the Spirit, and you're going to feel lighter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now listen, when you don't take shower for 1 month, how would you feel? How would you feel? Huh? Now, how many days have you not taken shower? Who has experienced 3 days? Raise your hand. 3 days. 3 days? Yeah. In the desert, 3 days, hot, scorching sun, she has not taken a shower. How does that feel? Like?
Sticky.
Sticky? Only sticky? Sticky, smelly,
yeah.
Ugly, right?
Ugly, yeah.
I experienced maybe 5 days when I was in the mission trip. There, they have no water. We just have to serve. Oh my goodness. It's a torture. Not being able to take a shower every day is torture, actually. You think not eating the food is a torture? Yes, it is, right. But also, if you don't take shower and it's sticky in hot weather, you sweat it, and then not be able to take shower, you're going to die. Okay? Listen, spiritually, you have not taken shower for 1 month or 3 months. But by God's grace, God is giving you shower water.
Amen.
Heavenly water.
Amen.
And not only God gives you the heavenly water to take a shower, but God gives you the shower thing. What is that shower thing? Huh? That shower. What do you call that? Where the water comes?
Shower head?
Okay. So God, here Jesus is bringing his shower head. Okay, Richard. No matter of fact, she's more expressive. Oh, water. Jesus is bringing the water, heavenly water. Not only that, Jesus is giving you soap. Right? Jesus is giving you, providing everything. Now, how would you feel? After 1 month, you didn't take a shower, and you're taking a shower right now. How would you feel?
Fresh. Happy. Pleasure.
You're going to be, you're going to feel free, right? You're going to feel liberty. You're going to feel free. You're going to be so happy, enjoy. You're going to be ecstasy. Is that right? Ecstasy, right? I would say ecstasy. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh Lord Jesus!
Amen.
My conclusion is this: open your heart to Jesus. Open your spirit to Jesus. Let Him work in you. Let Him work out through you. Oh, praise Jesus. Are you thankful that Christ is our sanctifier?
Yeah.
Are you? The last thing is, look at this now. Obey to the truth unto unfeigned, means true, right? True brotherly love. Love one another from a pure heart, fervently. So as we love one another, listen, Jesus will truly sanctify us. Praise Jesus. How about we talk to the person next to you now? What has blessed you today, this afternoon, with the message? Shortly, just talk to 1 minute. Go ahead, share.